There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
In 2017, we purchased Tales from the Yawning Portal, flipped through it, and figured, how hard could this be? So far, the plumbing boys have lost every single adventure, while D&D has sat smugly in a corner, lording it over us. Well, now that's about to change. It's been 2 years since our last fight with D&D, and we've taken that time to finally get good, take down the Tomb of Horrors.
Nothing happens.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm good.
You're protected.
He must be protected from good and evil.
Yeah. Okay.
With that in the forefront of my mind, because I am protected, I think I'm good. Okay, I'm going to go check.
You go check everything else for traps. We'll stay on the wall.
Yeah,
we'll stay on the wall.
Can I have my worm, actually?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I grab my worm.
Okay.
In the box.
So what are you doing?
I go back to the altar. The padded chair. Yeah. I have to give a bit more of a search. Now that I
get a good boy card.
Oh, nice.
Oh, ho, ho.
How do we put the worm on the throne and he'd become king?
grew into a king. The chair
has no traps.
It's just
a regular chair. Yeah.
Nice, just a regular chair. It's fine.
Awesome. Sit
you
on
can
it.
Sit in if you want.
Well, I can't. I don't have protection from good and evil, but
I don't know if I want to sit in it right now. Maybe it's like I is there like anything I can just like drop onto the chair?
You got ask like, the worm
there's,
back.
There's the worm, I suppose. There's any of your equipment?
Like a brick do you on need the worm?
No, like a brick or something on the floor or something.
Let me check what else is in there. There's coins in the pews, as I said before.
You seem like they're cursed.
Never take a coin. Okay, that's just like good advice.
They seem cursed as shit.
Never take a penny. Leave a penny. Never take a penny.
Yeah. There's the
surely you've got something in your inventory.
Freestanding brass candelabras.
Hey, I grab a candelabras. Now I'll grab is a bell heavy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think
it's like a little cowbell. Not that a cowbell is a little, but you know what I mean.
I grab my hammer and just drop it onto the seat.
All right, nothing happens.
Okay, I got traps. Just a seat. Okay, cool. Yeah. I then go over to the Scally Man and have a look. What's this guy doing? You alive? Are you like our good friend that I killed?
Oh, I miss Bink Bonk.
Yeah.
I just remembered he existed.
Think about your worm instead. Name your worm.
And oh, no, you name it, then it's sadder when it dies.
So what have you named it?
Let me think on the name of this worm.
Okay.
All right, so two things.
Lucky, I've decided.
Lucky the worm.
He's Lucky the worm.
So two things. First off, Zamet, you inspecting the skeleton in the armor, you see that the armor is black from ash. It looks like the person was like bathed in fire.
Oh no.
And then
the skeleton
is like fused to the armor.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Meanwhile, on the other side,
I got
of
maybe
the room,
some bad news
where you boys are.
Yeah.
You on this is on the eastern wall. I've kind of been assuming that you've been making your way along the eastern wall.
Yeah, fair.
On the eastern wall, you see that I stated before there are in the corners, there's like large white pottery urns stoppered with brass and wood plugs. You see that next to, but on the wall, next to that, the urn in the corner, there is a small slot in the wall. The slot has the letter O faintly traced above it.
Okay.
It's the O-hole.
There's an O-hole. I don't know if that helps you, Zami, but there's an O-hole near the pots.
Oh, like as in, is it like a pipe that will lead? Is it like a letter O?
It says O above the hole.
What does O stand for?
Open?
You also are right near that archway. The orange mist.
So it looks like this guy was burnt to death. Like I kind of like maybe just grab my like a finger and put it on his armor like ash.
Oh, no.
So I look around. Has it clearly been burnt here or has he been moved here?
Maybe he didn't die from fire here.
There's no ash or burn marks below him, so it doesn't look like it happened right here.
Oh, okay. No, but maybe that means he burnt somewhere else and then crawled here. So maybe he came here as he was dying rather
than pointing at the arch.
He wanted people to know about the arch, but we could see it.
Yeah.
What's in those big stoppered pots, do you think? Do you think it's fire?
I think it's either fire or gas.
Maybe one of them's gas and one of them's fire. Can you put fire in a pot?
So that's the O pipe is near them. Yeah.
Yeah. One in each corner.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to go inspect one of the pots, not for traps, but to see if there's like any heat or anything radiating
from
them?
I'm just going to inspect that pipe and maybe...
napalm's quite cool until it's exposed to air.
Okay.
Napalm probably doesn't exist in D&D.
I'm going to check that pipe.
The O-hole. You go check the O-hole back where your friends are?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, there's a little slot right there.
Sorry, we called it an O-hole. It's an O-slot.
Excuse us.
Well, there's an O... Yeah, sorry. There's an O scribed very faintly above it. Other than that, it's featureless. You can't really... Mm. Oh, you could try sticking something into it if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, I was going to block it with something.
Oh, that's clever.
Put a coin...
What have we got?
Is a coin slot?
Well, you're right there, Disher.
Does a coin fit perfectly into this slot?
Yeah, a coin would fit into it.
Perfectly? Does it look like it's made for coins?
It's about the size and shape of one you might find in like a vending machine. So yeah.
You want me to put a coin in there?
Don't pick up one from the altar. We've got gold on us.
Yeah, but more is it like an offering of this church, so you need the one from the altar.
Yeah, but why are we making the offering?
That's what I don't know.
I think that...
I'm not doing it. There's one on that side as well, yeah?
No. There's an urn on that side, but you haven't looked for the slot.
Anyway, I'm going to go to the urn of that side and see whatever's that side. I go over there to look at the urn.
You see there's an urn there, but there's no slot.
There's no slot on this side. So there's only one slot. Are they going to pump gas in or fire in?
But why would they have a system whereby you pay to get gas?
This is not necessarily something that you need to look into. Yeah. Okay. I just feel like this is something that your characters would notice, and I'm not saying this is important.
This feels important, and I think we should keep focusing on it. I'll be like, all right.
Okay.
Why would you make an offering to die?
That's not what I was about to say.
But remember the wording of when we walked in here, the wording on the ground was like, you've come here to die. Don't do these things if you want to die. Yeah. So maybe dying's good here.
When I first took that piece of paper, I copped so much shit. And look at you now.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Maybe it's good to die in this chamber.
No, I'm saying the chamber words are like, it's good. Obviously, death is bad. I don't want to die. Not until I kill this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Then death, whatever.
What's the other thing we notice in the room, Adam?
I'm scratching my head.
Who could say? I've forgotten what I was going to say.
God damn it.
The slot on the eastern
death
wall.
Death and die don't have an O in it either.
What? Well, he's imagining maybe it used to say death. Like an idiot.
Well, no, it can't have said that is what I'm saying. So I'm actually saying the opposite of that, which makes me clever.
The slot on the eastern wall is at about the same place that the archway is on the western wall.
Okay, so maybe you pay.
I don't know if that's something
you
that
pay
you need
to open the arch.
Well, I do know.
Yeah,
that
see,
is
yeah,
I'm just saying.
Well, no, but that's different from paying to get blown up.
No, yeah. I'm saying that you're not. I was saying that if there's a slot, it's probably going to do something good, not blow us up. Because why would you pay to die? And then I was like, wait a second, though. Because when you walked in, it was like, if you want to die, don't do these things.
I stress my hand.
Yes.
So if the poem said, don't touch the wall if you want to die, basically.
Yeah.
So we were like,
we're going to touch the wall because we don't
want to live.
Die.
Yeah. So I'm assuming something with the walls, if the slot is there, I guess we need to In a roundabout way, it might make sense to pay if it's coin slotted shape to not die.
What if I put the worm in first?
Why would you put the worm?
That might gum up the works. But no, you mean put him in the archway?
I'll put the worm. Yeah, obviously I'll put the worm in the archway.
You want me to put a thing? Can I look at the pots to see if, without opening them,
sure.
Can I see if my maybe like...
How yeah. far away?
Can I hold, can I rock it a
they're
little bit?
They're quite heavy. You they're don't know heavy. If they're full. Mm. They're big. They're big.
Bigger
they're
than big. Me.
Mm. How far away is the coin slot from the entrance we came in?
It's on the, so this room.
I'm calling it a coin slot.
Yeah.
But look, I mean.
We've got a couple options. We got the coin slot. We can just walk through this, whatever.
We have learned that just walking through an arch without solving some kind of puzzle will result in bad times.
We're going to go back to the beginning
this
of the
room, night. All catch fire.
This room is 35 feet by 35 feet.
Okay. Yep.
You came in at the northeastern corner of this room.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 10 feet of this room is the space with the altar, mm-hmm. with the slot, with the candelabras, with the urns, with everything Wait except the pews, basically.
Candelabras, where are they near the guy who is melted?
They're, well, one of them is on one side of the room next to the urn. The other one is on the other side room next to the urn.
And they're not
the
melted.
The urn, the candelabra, and the man are all kind of like within 5 feet of each
other. Okay, so if I was a man getting burned to death in this room, where would the flame be coming from? Would it be coming from the archway?
No, I reckon the flames, okay, now I'm team maybe be careful putting money in the slot. Yeah. Because pots full of gas, candelabra's already on fire, gas goes that way, man catches fire because he's sitting in between the two candelabras, right?
No, he's not in between the two candelabras.
So yeah, where would the fire be coming from if he's on fire, but his bottom half isn't on fire?
We're all standing in the room, holding the wall, being like,
it's really hard to say. It doesn't look like the fire came from any direction in the room.
Mm,
okay, so...
Well, you just can't tell. You just can't tell.
Everyone head back to the entrance.
Yeah.
Everyone head back to the entrance, show that if the room does fill with fire, not every single person catches fire.
That's true.
Who do you reckon's got
the most... You turn around back to the way you came, and there is no entrance to this room.
Ah, jeez.
Okay, so if we're all catching fire, we're all catching fire.
Who
okay.
do you reckon... We've got a couple options. One.
You're protected from evil and good.
I know, thank
not fire.
Well, fire's evil.
Well, fire's largely neutral.
Oh, yeah, you good point. Fire can be
okay, cool. what are our options? Talk
options are, well, we can either put one of our own coins... into that slot there.
Yeah.
We can then put, say, one of these altar coins into that slot there. We can then maybe open these urns up, see what's in that. We can look at what this guy who's melted, we can take him apart and go from there. As in, like, take his armor off.
Yeah.
Or does he have any coins on him? Search him for coins.
Okay, I will search him for coins.
No, because what if it's a special coin?
Good point.
What do you mean What do you mean the coin he put in and exploded?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'll search.
It just seems like a clever thing to do. This room is stressful.
I will search for a special coin.
Search the blown up guy for a special coin. Fabulous.
Is there any special coins on this skeleton?
I'm looking.
So you touched the skeleton?
Of course.
Of course we touched the skeleton.
No, not we.
I meant we as in like the royal we.
As long as you meant we, Joel Zammit.
I am careful. I did check for traps prior, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
I wanted to.
You certainly you checked the altar for
traps. I did want to check everything for traps. Okay. Before I search for a coin, I will search this
a special coin. That this man might
have. Of course, because I'm like, of course I'm going to find a special coin. I'll check for traps. But also check for this special coin, but mostly check for traps.
And coins. Sure. Yeah. You turn the skeleton over.
What do you mean by over?
I mean, like, you got to roll him over to inspect his front. You'll find coins and potentially traps there.
Wait, is he on the ground?
Yeah, he's lying down on the ground.
Pointing ahead.
Oh, I thought he was, like, standing and pointing for some reason.
No, he's slumped. Like he was on fire.
He's slopped.
Like
he's dead.
Yeah. I'm not going to roll him over. I'll show, like...
You're just checking his back for traps.
So you're touching him, though?
Yeah. Is he sitting on something?
Oh, is
like,
he
like a pressure pad.
You roll him over, and you check down his front as well. You find no traps, and you find no coins.
He's got no coins or traps.
No special coin? What?
Shut up.
We gotta find this special coin.
Are the coins on the, like, in the back of the pew, do they look significant versus, say, like, a coin that I have from just having gold coins on me?
Well, you can't see them very well, so you would need to leave the wall.
Will Daisy Chain Dusha to go pick these?
Do you want me to pick?
Don't pick pick up a coin, look at the coins that are in the pews.
Okay, I look at one of my coins, I look at a coin on the pew. Yeah. Maybe look at a few coins on the pews.
Well, it's annoying that coins I've got a lot of lore about, but I suppose we're not, this isn't the sort of situation to go into the lore of everything. The coins do look different. The coins in these pews are significantly older, but aside from that...
Are they roughly the same size?
They would be, yeah, roughly the same size.
I mean, that probably doesn't matter if you think about
how sloths work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A sloths work?
Slots.
Yeah. Slots. Did he say slots or slots?
He said slots with a T.
I said slots. Okay.
Yeah, slots.
Yeah.
Slots.
Okay, Adam's the only one here in slots. Slots.
All right.
So I reckon we just put a regular coin in.
Before we do that, anything else?
Oh, sorry. I completely forgot. You die. No. when you pull your coin, you walk up to the pew. You pull out a coin to look at the coins in the pew, and as soon as you do that, everyone in the room spots that the altar begins to glow, and so does the slot.
Wait a second.
What?
Isn't there a treasure in this room?
What?
There's a treasure in this middle of this room. They were like, touch the walls if don't get the treasure or something. So I'm just concerned now that we're doing the steps necessary to get the treasure, which will kill us, instead of just leaving through the hole, the portal.
Do you want me to get that worm and flick it to the portal?
Yeah.
It might be the last time you see Lucky. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, that's why he's called Lucky. We'll find him again.
I'm thinking, Jackson, you've raised
the coin. I flipped the worm with the portal.
Through the...
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, the archway. Yeah. All right. You don't know it's a portal. This one could be slightly different.
Yeah.
Anyway, you throw it through the arch.
Good luck, Lucky.
Oh, I got to actually roll something real quick.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. Lucky's going to land there and fight the Minotaur. It'll be just a big mace with
all
the
of a sudden, I just feel like, the oath leave my body. I'm like, the man I needed to kill is dead.
Lucky did it.
Yes, Adam? You've shut your laptop and you're rolling your eyes.
You condemned that worm.
What?
You were a horrible dad.
What? Condemned?
Yeah.
What's happened to Lucky?
We don't know.
It's not important now.
Adam, can we get a meanwhile from Lucky's perspective?
No, because it's too much of a giveaway.
Okay.
Okay, can
don't
we
worry,
tell?
You, I'm sure I would be highly shocked if you did not encounter Lucky at a future point in this adventure.
When we immediately after this be like, well, Lucky seemed fine. He just disappeared.
Well, Lucky's not come back to tell us that anything's bad.
Well, first of all, we got to check at the beginning of this room to see if Lucky's appeared, because that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, did Lucky appear behind us?
No, Lucky did not appear at the beginning
of
this room.
Small blessings. But now that there's no hole in this wall, no snakes are coming after us.
Hey, that is good. The snakes are traps. Got them.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, Jackson, you've raised a good point.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about the treasure part, but do we think that potentially putting the coin in the wall will make the treasure appear, which will also calm down the arch? Because we have learned.
And then maybe we just don't take
the
treasure.
You just don't take the treasure.
Okay,
I put a coin in the slot.
In the slot.
One of my coins.
Okay. All right. Where the slot is, there a split appears and opens up and resolves. There's a doorway. It opens up, and beyond there is a corridor.
There's two coin holes, though.
There's one coin hole.
There's
I thought there was a
hole.
Slot on the other side of the room. Sorry.
Yeah, the arch
there's
is in the other
the
side of the room.
I misunderstood. Slot.
All right, well, then here we go. Where's Lucky going? Maybe he'll be further down the corridor.
Well, you can go check the arch if you want.
No. Yeah.
Well, because last time, wait, to get here, we didn't actually, yeah, to get here, we didn't go through an archway, did we?
No, but get some places, we did.
Only the first time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we've not been to many rooms.
Yeah, good point, Adam. Good point. Okay.
I think we've been like 4 rooms, and yes. One of them did require the arch.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Ooh, excuse me. One of them did require the arch.
Yeah. But the other one required like a hole in the wall. The other one was like
I'm done with this floor.
Check the corridor for traps.
I just wouldn't be shocked, though, if rooms like had different things.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the designer of this. Yeah. Maybe they designed it with like a little bit of rhyme or reason, but I guess they haven't, so we're fucked either way.
Do you walk down the corridor?
I have a squiz down the corridor.
Finally, we had a worm to throw.
We'll find Lucky down the track.
Yeah, do we? No. Your bag of dog hasn't ticked over, has it?
We've not had a sleep.
Yeah. You should do one of them soon to get more dog back.
Yeah, but it's scary to rest because...
He knows where we're here or whatever. I understand.
I got so scammed with that bag of dogs. It was just goats and one big.
Well, a little goat and a big goat.
No, it was...
It was one little goat, one big goat, one big pig.
The big pig was good, though.
Then he exploded.
Because the big pig went into the big goat.
Yeah. You stick your head in, and you see that there is... It immediately turns left, and there's a set of stairs going down to a door.
Okay, is it downstairs to doors?
Yeah, this seems like the right way to go.
Yeah, I'll check for trap. Yeah, old Blip Blop. What was his name?
Glimpop? I hated him.
Yeah, no, you loved him. The man you loved.
No, he hated him.
I flip-flopped.
Yeah, see? Yeah, he kept saying go down or whatever.
Yeah.
Blitzko.
Yeah.
Blink Blonk!
Blink Blonk!
Blink.
We probably could have brought him back. Brought his bones. Maybe someone could have fixed him.
Why?
He was a nice guy.
He worked for the guy I am trying to kill.
Yeah, but he kept asking us questions. That was nice.
He had a good
disposition.
But
then we got a riddle wrong, and then he tried to kill us with
snakes. No, he didn't try and kill us.
He was upset about the snakes, if you recall.
He was a victim of circumstance.
The only thing I remember him being upset about is when Joel Zammer drove a hammer through his skull or whatever.
You detect no traps. Mm-hmm. You do get a good look, though. The thick wooden door ahead of you is heavily bound with iron bands, and there are several locks keeping it shut, like almost a comical amount of locks.
How many locks? Will I lose my hand?
None of them are inset like the one that you did previous.
Okay. Did anybody bring keys?
We'll get a lockpick.
I mean, you're a magic boy. Do you want to check these for like dark magic while I start unlocking them?
I guess, I'll use my divine sense again to be like, is this good or evil?
These locks bad, guys?
Our knowledge of magic has mostly come from JD himself like, you're protected from evil now. I'm a magic man. I can detect magic.
This door is not a celestial, a devil, a demon, or an undead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go.
Hey, Adam. I have a good boy card here, and I coincidentally have the exact... Wait, no, I have the exact tools of lockpicking. I use them. I use my lockpicking tools. I don't want to waste this right now. Never mind.
He might have given you the keys.
Yeah. All right. They easily destroy. Yeah.
You insert your set of lockpicks, and you hear a sizzling noise. You pull them out, and they are warped and melted.
Hot lock. It's a hot lock.
Okay.
You lose your set of thieves' tools.
Okay.
How many locks are there?
There would be...
Okay, now I need to know. Okay, I guess I'll check other. Okay,
yeah,
it's nice to know this now.
What's the what are the doors made out of?
It's made out of wood reinforced with metal. You go from the top to the bottom. You count 29 locks.
Okay.
Can I cast Sacred Flame on the door to burn just through the door rather than unlocking it?
Cast a spell upon the door.
I want to back out.
Yeah, I back up.
Are you saying I'm going to the other room and just wait in the corridor?
Are you touching the wall?
Just wait in the corridor. In the archway.
Adam didn't say you cast the specific spell on the door. He just said you cast a spell on the door.
Which means
somewhere
it doesn't
in his notes
matter.
It has if spell cast on door, then X.
You blast it with holy energy. Mm-hmm. You see that the wood splinters and fractures a little bit, but it does not look like your blow was enough to cause a bit of damage to any door. It does not look like these doors took a lot of damage, but you can see that there is some damage.
How'd it go?
It's a cantrip. I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Tough door.
I did some damage to the door, and I will not let a door prevent me from getting to my vengeance.
You blasted a second time.
Yeah.
It's a stronger blast than the first. The wood continues to splinter and break. Nothing further happens.
He's just going to keep going.
I blasted a third time.
Third time's a charm,
if
they say.
If it stops doing significant damage, I'll stop. But if it's not...
Wow, your third attack does even more than the last two. You can see that the door is what we in D&D terms call bloodied.
The jaw's almost cooked.
It's on the ropes.
It's got... The door's rope
open.
Less than
50% HP, I think.
Keep going, keep going.
I get a good boy card for remembering what bloodied means.
Yes.
Did I get a good boy card earlier for not metagaming? I requested one, but there was no confirmation.
You can have a good boy card.
Thank you.
I meant to draw one at random, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah, okay, yeah, good. Got a great one.
Nice.
Yeah, I got one, which is basically, a potion in my inventory is potent enough to confer its full benefit twice. Let me just quickly check my potions in my inventory. I have oil.
So
it's like double oil.
You get the full benefit twice. It's good for your heart.
Well, yeah, just let me know if we come across any merchants, because I have a great card for that.
So the door is bloodied.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I cast Sacred Flame a fourth time.
All right. You cast Sacred Flame a fourth time. Unfortunately, more powerful than the first and second, but not as powerful as the third time.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
The door's breaking. You can see like little gaps in it now.
Do you need a hand?
No, I think everything's okay. I cast a fifth time.
Oh, still not as... Wow, the third time you did really well.
Can I use a good boy card for him?
Yeah, what?
I'd like to use pinpoint accuracy. Automatically critical hit that door.
But that's minimum damage,
yeah,
right?
It's minimum damage, but he might do something fun to it.
That's right. True.
So your next attack...
Yeah, it's a critical
I'm gonna
hit.
Give you three options.
Ooh.
What's happening?
Come
to
on,
this
one better be
crackling
sprinter.
Energy, sap strength, and brain fog.
Come on.
The first one.
The first one? Your dexterity modifier is. Your dexterity modifier. The enemy. The door's dexterity modifier is reduced by two until it finishes a shot. You do minimum damage.
But this door can't fucking move now. It can't flip out the way.
All right, would you like to attack again?
Yeah, I'm going to cast Sacred Flame a sixth time.
All right.
I'm glad this is a cantrip.
Yeah.
All right, the door looks like you've nearly got it. Like, one more good hit should do
more.
It.
Go for it, mate.
Go for it. You got this.
Men, I think with this last blast, the door will be open. I don't know what's going to come out, so maybe brace yourselves.
I brace myself.
I brace too.
I cast Sacred Flame
it's a door.
Another time. Yeah, bud.
Wow. This is the most strong... This is the strongest one you've done so far.
Yeah, sick.
The door is blasted into splinters. Nothing bars your way forwards.
Thank you. Well done.
Okay. I'm waiting for the door to reappear.
Door kill.
Okay.
Nothing else happens.
Okay.
Let's go through.
All right.
Okay. In the next room,
yeah,
there is a giant iron door ahead of you.
Oh,
no. There is above the iron door.
What melts fire? What melts iron?
Above the iron door, there are 20 gems set into the roof.
Okay.
Not into the roof, sorry. Set just above the door.
Yeah.
All of them are lit.
Uh-huh.
Like they glow with a magical light.
Yep.
Once the... and in the middle of the room, there is a pedestal. And on the pedestal, there is a big red button. When all four of you are in the room...
Oh, we want to press that button so bad.
When all four of you are in the room, you hear clunk. You turn around and the doors have reappeared. When the doors reappear, you hear 20. And then one of the gems turns off.
What did we have to do before the timer went out?
18.
Zero. Oh, fuck. What 17. Was it about zero?
Once again, there's the big red button. There's the iron door ahead of you, wooden door behind.
Any of the... So the, is the colors of any of the gems...
Colorless.
They match the color... Or are they all colorless?
They're all blue.
So they're all blue and there's nothing...
14. There was something about a colorless
gem. Nothing else in the room.
Okay, so here are two
nothing
options.
Else in the room.
We either...
Yeah. 13.
We either press the red button or we
12.
Don't. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
11.
If only we could remember what that
10.
Thing said.
Yeah.
I think we press it.
I think we press the button. Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to assume every time someone says I press the button, the button gets pressed.
Yeah,
all
right? Okay.
The counter goes back up to 20.
Oh.
20.
Okay.
19.
Somebody stay by the button. Somebody go investigate
18.
The door.
Okay, I'll 17. Go and investigate the door.
16. You investigate the door.
Maybe the door opens when it goes to zero.
Yeah, but no, nothing bad has happened. Because if that's just the case...
You give it like a quick
maybe
panic
it's a fuckless
check
trap.
That.
I don't know.
You see nothing. There's no opening
a trap
mechanism
just
on the door.
For you?
It looks like it is sealed with magic.
Okay. Sealed with magic.
15.
Okay.
14.
You're the magic man.
13.
I press the button.
20.
All
right. 19.
These detects.
18.
I just keep
evil
slamming
and
the
good.
Button. I'm just going to stay by the button. Press, press,
20.
Press, press, press. 20. We got all the time in the world, boys. We've got as strong as my wrist.
20.
You use divine sense.
20.
Dusha, the door is not undead. A devil, a demon, or an angel.
Yeah, but the church was.
Yeah, that's true.
It was consecrated land.
Yeah.
Well,
it worked before.
Twen.
Let's try it again.
Twen.
I cast Sacred Flame on the iron door.
All right. It reflects and hits you in the face.
Damn.
Now,
wait.
Timer.
You take 20 points of damage.
Okay. I got a good boy card that I want to use.
Yeah.
I see it. Until the start of your next turn, you just see it.
Okay.
I see it. What do I see?
Okay.
So I was worthless.
You've already seen everything there is to see in this room.
Okay, well, hey, that's good to know, too.
Twen. Twen.
Okay.
Twen.
I reckon we just let it run out.
So you either
Twen.
Let it run out or we.
Twen.
Don't.
We keep investigating the room.
Hang on, there's 20. How many?
Twen.
Is there a numbers thing?
I think this is a tricky one. It's a fuckless one. The trick is just to make us do this because we gotta. We let it run out.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's
Twen.
Either the type of. It's a type of trap
Twen.
That would be set up to capture just Jackson, which is the way you get
Twen.
Out is you don't do anything for 20 seconds. Similar
Twen.
To how the rats died from too many orgasms
Twen.
As they're eating.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
other
Twen.
Thing that would kill Jackson.
Twen.
Yeah. Or alternatively, let it get
Twen.
Down to zero.
Yeah.
And
Twen.
Something very bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
Twen.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Twen.
Do you want to try and press it on every single number?
Twen.
Okay. Okay.
Twen.
So I mean, we go to like, you know, you go to 2, you go to 3,
Twen.
You go to 4, you go to 5, you go to, you know what I mean?
All right. I press it on every single number.
All right. So you let it get to 20.
20, press.
Press.
20, 19, press.
Yeah.
All right. You let it get down to 3.
Press.
You let it get down to 2.
Press.
2. You let it get down to 1.
Press.
1. 20.
Okay, so nothing.
19.
I guess let it go. Fuck
right,
it. I don't know.
Let it go. Fuck
18.
It. Is there anything else?
17.
No, I saw everything in the
16,
room.
16.
Yeah, okay.
15.
I huck it down.
14.
Can I huck a dagger at one of the gems?
Sure. All right. The dagger sinks itself deep into your chest.
Boys!
You take 10 points of damage.
Who's the fuckless trap? Just let it. I put my hands in the air. I'm going to go. I'm going to put my shield above my head, hunk
five,
it down, and just let it run out.
I put my hands in the air with a dagger in my chest.
Three.
That's just protection of energy on myself.
It's coming.